I'm glad you're coming back.
Drago mi je što ste se vratili.
Well, tonight we're going to look at some alternatives.
Večeras ćemo pogledati neke mogućnosti.
Just a little bit of background before we get there.
Pre nego što pređemo na njih, nešto od pozadine.
How does that look?
Kako vam ovo izgleda?
It's not quite right, but it's getting there.
Nije baš sazrelo do kraja, ali zri.
There's not nothing to eat.
Nema tog ničeg što se ne jede.
And people want to know, you know, can you be active and have an active lifestyle?
I ljudi se pitaju da li možete biti aktivni, imati aktivni životni stil?
I would like you to spend maybe when I'm at home a week with me.
Voleo bih da možete da provedete jednu sedmicu sa mnom.
And see how much we get done in a week.
I da vidite koliko toga uspe da se uradi za jednu sedmicu.
And I don't have the best of circumstances.
A ja baš nemam najbolje uslove.
I travel a lot.
Mnogo putujem.
And have lots of lectures.
Imam mnogo predavanja.
So I don't get the exercise I should get.
Nemam ono vežbanje koje mi je možda koje bi mi trebalo.
Would be much better to work on a farm. Oh, that would be nice.
Mnogo bi lepše bilo raditi na farmi.
But I'm telling you that I have more energy now than I had when I was younger.
Ali mogu da vam kažem da sada imam mnogo više snage nego kad sam bio mlađi.
I'm getting old, so maybe not so fast anymore.
Starim, ali ne tako brzo.
But we can go walking on a mountain and I don't stop.
I kada idemo da se penjemo na planine, ja ne stajem.
There are other peoples in the world that live like this, the Hunzas for example.
Ima drugih ljudi koji žive na zemaljskoj kugli na ovaj način, kao što su Hunze na primjer.
They have a largely vegan vegetarian diet.
Njihova ishrana je pretežno veganska.
Not total of course, but
ne potpuno, nego pretežno.
And they have all this exercise and all this nice air and
oni imaju mnogo vežbanja i taj sveži vazduh.
Nice clean water.
Predivnu čistu vodu.
And they tell me that if you go there with your lady friend,
i kažu mi ako odete tamo sa svojom damom, prijateljicom,
you better watch out for these 80 year olds.
Treba da pripazite na 80-godišnjake.
They're still very active.
Jer su vrlo aktivni.
So what about health aspects of the vegetarian diet?
Šta sa tom zdravom stranom vegetarijanske ishrane?
Even the tabloids, even the plain press knows that vegetarians live healthier and considerably longer.
Čak i novinari u svim ovim časopisima dobro znaju da vegetarijanci žive zdravije i duže.
And the World Health Organization brought out a big document on this.
I Svetska zdravstvena organizacija izdala je jedan opširni dokument o ovome.
The vegetarians have considerably lower cancer rates.
Vegetarijanci imaju značajno smanjen rizik od raka.
Some cancer rates 95-96% lower than the rest of the population.
Za neke vrste raka čak 95-96% niža verovatnoće da će ga dobiti nego ostala populacija.
And their longevity considerably longer, 12 to 15 years longer than the average.
I dugovečnost je mnogo bolja nego kod ostale populacije, čak 12 do 15 godina. Hvala.
And most important, the quality of life in old age is a good quality of life.
A ono što je najvažnije jeste da je kvalitet života u tom poznom dobu veoma dobar kvalitet života.
There have been numerous experiments of endurance with vegetarian diets.
Na vegetarijancima su obavljeni mnogi eksperimenti izdržljivosti.
And you can see that your endurance, the maximum time that you can sustain active exercise.
I kao što vidite, najduža izdržljivost, dakle da možete i dalje neprekidno da se krećete,
is considerably higher for the vegetarian than the non-vegetarian.
Je mnogo viša za vegetarijance nego za one koji se drugačije hrane.
And they say you will get weak.
kaže se da ćete biti slabi.
The strongest animals in the world are vegetarians.
Najjače životinje na zemaljskoj kugli su vegetarijanci.
Not even a lion messes with an elephant.
Neće se čak ni jedan lav upustiti u bitku sa slonom.
And then many people have been vegetarian in the world.
I zatim mnogi ljudi su već bili vegetarijanci na svetu.
Albert Einstein was a vegetarian.
Albert Einstein je bio vegetarijanac.
Bernard Shaw.
Wilhelm Busch.
And of course Linda McCartney.
I naravno Linda McCartney.
But you will say she died young.
A vi ćete reći ona je umrla mlada.
But read her recipe book.
Ali čitajte njenu knjigu recepata.
And you will see everything is fried in oil.
I vidjet ćete da se sve prži u ulju.
And
u njenoj knjizi recepata.
I dealt with that in the lectures and I said that causes breast cancer and that's what she died from.
I ja sam se već pozabavio s tim na predavanjima i kazao da to prženje izaziva rak dojke.
And then the most beautiful people in the world are vegetarians.
I onda najlepši ljudi na svetu su vegetarijanci.
Whitney Houston, Michelle Pfeiffer. He doesn't know who these people are.
Ne znam ja ko su ti ljudi.
It doesn't matter. You know Michelle Pfeiffer?
Znate li vi Michelle Pfeiffer?
And then if you want to become a superstar,
a zatim ako želite da postanete zvezda, super zvezda,
then you have to become a vegetarian these days or else you cannot compete.
Treba da postanete ovih dana vegetarijanac jer inače nećete moći da se takmičite.
So all the stars that got a little bit older,
tako da sve zvezde koje idu procesom starenja,
like Steffi Graf and Boris Becker and Carl Lewis,
Steffi Graf, Boris Becker, Carl Lewis,
they all added years onto their active sport time by changing to this type of diet.
Svi su oni dodali godine, takmičarske godine svojoj sportskoj karijeri time što su prešli na ovaj životni stil.
And then vegetarians have considerably lower blood pressures in men and in women than non-vegetarians.
I kod žena i kod muškaraca znatno je niži krvni pritisak nego kod onih koji se drugačije hrane.
And if you are a vegan, your blood pressure goes still lower than that.
A ako ste vegan, dakle izbegavate i jaja i mleko, onda je vaš krvni pritisak još niži.
Another advantage.
Druga prednost.
Even if you bought your vegetables in a not so savory environment like this one.
Ako ste kupili svoje povrće u ne baš tako idealnim uslovima, znači na pijaci koja je prljava i nikakva.
And you washed them, you would probably not get sick.
I oprali ste to dobro, verovatnoća je da se nećete razboleti.
This man is selling bread and chicken next to each other here.
Ovi ljudi prodaju hleb, a i piliće jedni do drugih.
Even with the grains, you probably won't get sick.
Čak i sa žitaricama koje tako kupite, nećete se razboleti.
But if you bought your meat from a butcher like this one, I'm not so sure.
A ako ste kupili svoje meso od ovakvog mesara, nisam baš tako siguran.
Can you see the expression on this man's face?
Vidite li izraz na licu ovog čovjeka?
He is totally stunned.
On je zapanjen potpuno.
He tried to sell me that chicken.
On je pokušavao da mi proda ovo pile.
And I told him I don't want his chicken.
I onda sam mu rekao pa ne želim tvoje pile.
But he wouldn't leave me alone.
Ali nije hteo da me ostavi.
So I started arguing about the price of his chicken.
Tako da smo onda počeli da raspravljamo i pogađamo se o ceni njegovog pileta.
And I got the price down and down and down.
Ja sam spuštao cenu i spuštao.
And when he stopped, I'd start walking away.
I kada bi on zastao u pogađanju, ja sam već odlazio.
And eventually he got angry.
I onda se na kraju naljutio.
And he said, "There, have the chicken for nothing."
Evo ti besplatno pile. Džabe što mi kaže.
So I told him I don't want it even for nothing.
Ja kažem neću ga ni džabe.
I said I don't eat it.
Ne jedem ga.
And that's what he looked like then.
I evo kako je izgledao.
He couldn't believe it.
Nije mogao da veruje.
But we parted good friends and had a good laugh.
Ali eto, rastali smo se kao dobri prijatelji i lepo se nasmejali na kraju.
Now what about the vegan vegetarian lifestyle?
Kakav je to veganski životni stil?
If you become a vegan, people think you look like this.
Mislite obično ako je neko vegan da će izgledati otprilike ovako.
They have this idea of the thin little man.
To je neki oslabljeni čovjek.
And very serious, and he only eats lettuce leaves.
I on je tako ozbiljan i jede samo salatu.
People treat me like that.
Mi i prema meni se ljudi tako odnose.
At my work there's when we have when we have the professors come together and they put some eats out.
Kada imamo sastanak profesorski i onda stave pred nas nešto.
There's always a little plate with my name on it.
Uvek je tu neki tanjir sa mojim imenom na tom tanjiru.
No, it's very sweet of them.
Vrlo slatko od njih.
But I hate that plate.
Ali ja mrzim taj tanjir.
It's very noisy to begin with.
To je vrlo bučno i ističe se.
Yes, because when they eat their chicken,
jer dok oni jedu piletinu svoju,
all you hear is
čujete nešto ovako.
But me, I've got celery on my plate.
A ja imam celer na svom tanjiru.
And I go.
I ja moram ovako da ga žvaćem.
And everybody looks at me.
I onda svi mene gledaju.
And thinks that poor man, look what he has to eat.
I onda misle, jadnik, šta on mora da jede.
They haven't got an idea what I eat.
Oni uopšte nemaju predstavu šta ja jedem.
Can you get enough energy out of all, enough nutrients?
Imate više snage iz onoga što ste ishranom dobili.
Yes, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition.
To je američki časopis o kliničkoj ishrani.
And it says that the vegans and the vegetarians had adequate intakes of most nutrients.
U kome se tvrdi da vegani, vegetarijanci imaju dovoljan unos najvećeg dela nutritijenata, dakle onih sastojaka u ishrani.
And notice that they were exemplars of balance and variety.
I gledajte ovdje da su oni primjerci ravnoteže i variranja.
When compared with the general population.
Kada se porede sa opštom populacijom.
And this was done on 28,000 people.
Ovo je rađeno na 28,000 osoba.
So they were better nourished than the others.
Oni su dakle bili bolje ishranjeni od drugih.
And when you looked at the recommendations, they were more in line.
A kada gledate sa preporukama kako su bili usklađeni, oni su mnogo više sledili te preporuke
than the rest of the population.
Od ostatka populacije.
When you become a vegetarian, people say, "Oh, you won't get enough iron, you won't get enough B12, you won't get vitamin D, you're going to die."
A onda kad postanete vegetarijanci, ljudi kažu nećete imati dovoljno gvožđa, dovoljno vitamina B12, vitamina D i umrećete.
Today we know that the iron that you get when you are eating meat is heme iron. You know, from hemoglobin, heme iron.
I danas se zna da gvožđe koje dobijate ishranom iz mesa je ono hemo, kao hemoglobin, hemo gvožđe koje se dobija iz mesa.
But from plants you don't get heme iron, you get mineralized forms of the iron, the ferro and the ferri.
Ne dobijate to hemo gvožđe, nego dobijate ga u mineralnom obliku koje je pogodno da ga iskoristite.
And the heme is associated with early aging.
A ono hemo gvožđe je povezano sa ranim starenjem.
That's why vegetarians look younger for longer.
Tako da vegetarijanci duže izgledaju mladi.
Ladies, you can save yourself a lot of cosmetics.
Tako da možete da uštedite na kozmetici.
So we have to look at iron. What about B12? I'll talk about that just now.
Gledali smo gvožđe, sad ćemo nešto kazati o B12.
And vitamin D. If you've got sunshine, then you have vitamin D.
Ako dovoljno provodite vremena na suncu, imate dakle provitamin D i ne morate da brinete.
Now let's talk about B12.
Hajde da sad govorimo o B12.
People say that you can only get B12 from meat.
Ljudi kažu
animal products.
Da možete B12 dobiti samo iz mesa, to jest iz proizvoda životinjskog porekla.
But no animal produces B12.
Ali ni jedna životinja ne proizvodi B12.
And neither does any plant.
čak ni jedna biljka.
Bacteria produce B12.
B12 proizvode bakterije.
So the animals have bacteria that produce B12 and then they have B12 in the meat, yes.
Da, životinje imaju bakterije koje proizvode B12 i onda B12 ima, postoji u mesu.
So all vegetarian animals in the world get B12 from the bacteria.
Tako da sve životinje na zemaljskoj kugli dobijaju B12 iz bakterija.
And don't think that you get B12 deficiency only in vegetarians. You get more B12 deficiency in some meat eaters.
Nemojte misliti da nedostatak vitamina B12 imate samo kod vegetarijanaca. On je izražen i postoji kod onih koji jedu meso čak.
Because that's very involved. You need intrinsic factor and all kinds of things to absorb B12.
Zato što da bi se taj vitamin apsorbovao, potrebno je vrlo nekih složenih sastojaka da bi mogao da se iskoristi u organizmu.
But only the vegetarians get into the newspapers when they have B12 deficiency.
Ali samo vegetarijanci dospevaju u novine kada imaju nedostatak B12.
The vegetarians should start a magazine telling all about the meat eaters that get B12 deficiency.
Vegetarijanci bi onda trebali da počnu da iznose po novinama slučajeve kada neko ko jede meso ima nedostatak vitamina B12.
So that's just for the balance.
To je eto samo zbog ravnoteže.
Now, bacteria.
A sad bakterija.
The more alkaline,
što alkalnija ili bazičnija sredina,
the more bacteria.
Imate više te bakterije.
The more acid, the fewer bacteria.
Što je kiselost veća, manje ima ove bakterije.
Then also in your intestine, that's in the stomach, in your intestine.
Dakle, u vašim organima za varenje.
From the front of to the back, it gets more alkaline.
Ako od početka do kraja gde se hrana vari imate više alkalnu, to jest bazičnu sredinu,
and so you have more bacteria.
Imaćete i više te bakterije.
So in the bottom half of the intestine there are more bacteria.
Dakle, u onom poslednjem delu organa za varenje ima više te bakterije.
But you really have to absorb it higher up in the intestine.
Ali potrebno je da se B12 upije, to jest da se apsorbuje nešto u višim predelima organa za varenje.
Most people, if you test your saliva,
mnogo ljudi ako date na ispitivanje vašu pljuvačku,
you will find that the saliva is acid.
Pronaći će da je njihova pljuvačka kisela.
And if you are vegetarian, it will be alkaline.
A ako ste vegetarijanac, ona će biti alkalna ili bazična.
It's because of our diet that we have such acid systems.
Zbog naše ishrane mi imamo taj kiseli sistem.
We've also done numerous experiments.
Radili smo brojne eksperimente.
And there are many experiments done in the world on this.
A o ovome je rađeno mnogo eksperimenata po svetu.
That the whole intestine morphology changes.
Da se ceo sistem morfologije organa za varenje menja.
When you go on a vegetarian diet,
kad pređete na vegetarijansku ishranu.
So if you raise animals vegetarian or not vegetarian,
tako da ako ste podizani bilo kao vegetarijanac ili nevegetarijanac,
they will have longer intestines if they are vegetarian.
Ako je neko bio vegetarijanac i tako je odgajan, on onda ima duža creva.
Same species.
Ista vrsta.
And they will have more receptors.
I imaće više receptora.
So now, what about B12?
A šta sa B12?
If you did everything absolutely right,
ako ste uradili sve apsolutno ispravno,
you would have the bacteria in your mouth that produce B12.
Imaćete u svojim ustima bakteriju koja proizvodi B12.
Your stomach pH would never be lower than about this.
A vaš pH, dakle ta kiselost stomaka će biti nikad viša od ovoga.
So the bacteria in the duodenum, because you start more alkaline, would be higher. The graph would run about like this.
I onda će se u stvari B12 pojaviti i grafikon će izgledati ovako, znači biće čak ovde.
And so you should produce B12 sufficiently.
Tako da bi trebalo da možete da proizvedete dovoljnu količinu vitamina B12.
There have been experiments to show that man, even when he is deficient, produces enough B12.
Eksperimentima je dokazano da čovjek čak i kad ima nedostatak vitamina B12 proizvodi ga u dovoljnoj količini.
Terrible experiments.
Užasni eksperimenti.
They take the feces.
Uzmu fekalije.
Extract the B12.
I izvade sav B12.
Give it back to you.
Daju ga nazad.
And B12 deficiency disappears.
I ovaj se nedostatak onda ispegla, nema ga više.
So you had enough.
Dakle, imali ste dovoljno proizvedenog.
And then it has been shown that you only need 0.1 microgram per day.
A onda je dokazano that you need only
0.1 microgram per day.
Da mi je potrebno samo 0.1 mikrograma po danu ovog vitamina.
And for the average person,
a za prosječnu osobu,
without an enzyme deficiency,
koja nema nedostatak enzima,
it would take 15 to 20 years to run out of B12.
Potrebno je 15 do 20 godina da se pojavi nedostatak B12.
Worst scenario, you have enzyme and intrinsic factor problems.
A najgori scenario, imate enzimski i drugi problem, which is the other problem, enzyme and
intrinsic factor is one of the things that helps you to absorb B12.
Dakle, taj intrinzični faktor koji vam pomaže da apsorbujete B12.
If you stopped all 12 B12 intake now,
ako sada prestanete da unosite B12,
you'd run out in 3 to 4 years.
Nedostatak će se pojaviti tek za 3 ili 4 godine.
So people become vegetarian.
Tako da ljudi postanu vegetarijanci.
3 weeks later they said you ha, you've got B12 deficiency because you've become a vegetarian.
I onda 3 nedelje kasnije kažu im a imaš nedostatak vitamina B12 jer si prešao na vegetarijansku ishranu.
That's absolute rubbish.
To je potpuno đubre.
But now let me give you the other side.
Ali sada dam drugu stranu.
That's if you do everything right, you should produce enough bacteria for B12.
Ako ste uradili sve ispravno, trebalo bi da imate dovoljno ovih bakterija i da proizvedete dovoljno B12.
But we're living in a fast world.
Ali živimo u brzom svetu.
And we're living in a stressful world.
I u stresogenom svetu.
And stress causes acidity.
A stres uzrokuje kiselost.
So that affects how acid your system is.
I on pogađa koliko je vaš sistem kiseo.
So that means that you could have too few bacteria to meet your needs.
Tako da to znači da je možda u pitanju da li imate dovoljno bakterija koje proizvode B12 da biste iz tog izvora imali dovoljno B12.
But science has solved that problem.
A nauka je rešila taj problem.
You can supplement.
Možete dodatke koristiti.
Or you can use fortified products with B12 that are fortified with B12.
Ili možete uzimati proizvode koji su ojačani sa B12, imaju to kao svoj sastojak.
So for me personally,
za mene lično,
I will use products that are fortified, like soy milk that's fortified with B12.
Ja ću koristiti na primjer sojino mlijeko koje je ojačano sa B12.
I do not supplement with B12 every day, never.
Nikad neću uzimati svakog dana dodatak čistog vitamina B12.
But I'll have myself tested once a year or once every 2 years.
Ali jednom u godinu ili dve otići ću na ispitivanje.
And if it was too low, I would supplement.
I ako je nizak B12 u mom sistemu, ja ću onda uzeti dodatak.
So, but in 16 years, none of my family or anyone else that we've suggested this way has ever had a B12 problem.
Ali tokom 16 godina niko u mojoj porodici nije čak predloženo da treba da uzimamo dodatak vitamina B12.
But you don't have to take animal products to get it then.
Dakle, ne morate uzimati životinjske proizvode da biste to dobili.
Now what about all the minerals and where do you get them from?
A šta sa mineralima i odakle da ih dobijete?
There are very interesting interactions between vitamins and minerals.
Postoji veoma zanimljiva interakcija između minerala i vitamina.
Certain minerals have to work together with certain vitamins.
Neki minerali treba da sadejstvuju sa nekim vitaminima i obrnuto.
And then certain vitamins interact with each other.
A onda i neki vitamini moraju da sadejstvuju jedni s drugima da bi delovali.
And then there is an interaction.
A tada postoji interakcija
between various minerals. They have to interact with each other.
I među mineralima oni moraju da deluju jedni s drugima u skladu da bi postigli ono što treba.
So if you look at copper, it must interact with iron.
Tako da ako posmatrate bakar, on mora da sadejstvuje sa gvožđem.
Zinc, phosphorus,
zinc sa fosforom.
All kinds of interactions.
Sve vrste interakcija.
That means you want a diet that has every mineral and every vitamin that you need.
To znači da vam je potrebna ishrana u kojoj će biti zastupljeni svi minerali i svi vitamini koji su vam neophodni.
Now let me tell you something simple that really irritates me.
Sad ću vam reći nešto jednostavno što me stvarno uznemirava.
They say that if you have salt in your diet, you will get high blood pressure.
Kažu vam, ako imate soli u svojoj ishrani, dobit ćete visok krvni pritisak.
But if you have high blood pressure,
ali ako imate visok krvni pritisak,
and you have the money,
i imate novac,
they send you to a salt cure in Germany or Bad Hall or one of those salt places.
Šalju vas u banje koje imaju baš slanu vodu, dakle da tretirate tom slanom vodom.
And you drink the high salt water.
I onda sa visokim sadržajem soli pijete vodu u banji.
And you get better.
I bolje vam je.
Does that make any sense?
Ima li to uopšte ikakvog smisla?
Does it?
Zar ne?
No, it makes no sense whatsoever.
Nema smisla uopšte.
But let me tell you what they've done.
Ali da vam kažem šta su uradili.
When you buy salt,
kad kupite so,
that salt has been separated by industry.
Tu so je izdvojila industrija.
It contained 84 minerals to start with.
Kada je na početku u njoj bilo 84 minerala.
Oh, but this industry needs the cobalt.
Ali ovoj industriji je potreban kobalt.
That one needs the manganese.
A ono je potreban mangan.
That one needs magnesium for its catalysts.
A za katalitičke procese ono je potreban magnezijum.
So they refine your salt all the way down.
Tako da su potpuno rafinisali vašu so da ništa od minerala nije ostalo.
And then they sell you what they can't sell anymore.
I onda prodaju vam ono što više ne mogu da prodaju nigde.
Sodium chloride.
Samo natrium klorid.
Wow, two elements.
Samo dva elementa.
Sea salt has 84 elements, they sell you two elements.
Morska so ima 84 elementa u sebi, a oni vam prodaju samo dva.
If they could, they would refine it still further and sell you sodium and chloride separate.
Kada bi mogli, oni bi je još dalje rafinisali i prodali vam natrium posebno, a hlorid posebno.
But they know that if they sell you the sodium,
ali ako bi vam prodali natrium,
the minute you eat it you would explode.
Onda bi jedući njega eksplodirali.
And if they sold you the chloride you would drop dead.
Ako biste jeli hlorid sam, onda biste odmah pali mrtvi.
So they sell you two.
Tako da vam prodaju samo ta dva.
And then their conscience worries them a little bit.
I onda ih malo uznemirava savest.
And they add iodine.
I onda malo jodiraju.
And they say, there's three.
Ima tri, evo.
That's pathetic.
Patetično je, strašno.
Nobody in the past used to live like that.
Niko u prošlosti nije tako živeo.
Get sea salt.
Uzmite morsku so.
84 elements.
84 elementa.
Won't push your blood pressure up.
Neće vam izazvati visok krvni pritisak.
Make a test.
Probajte.
Put sea salt on your tongue.
Stavite morsku so na vaš jezik.
And see how long you can last.
I gledajte koliko dugo možete da istrajete.
Then put sodium chloride on your tongue.
A onda stavite natrium hlorid čisti na svoj jezik.
And see how long before it burns you so that you cannot keep it there any longer.
I probajte koliko će dugo trebati da vas tako opeče da više ne možete da izdržite.
Yes. And then also the farmers.
A onda i farmeri.
They need 84 elements in the ground.
Njima je potrebno 84 elementa u zemlji.
But they only put back 5.
Ali oni joj vraćaju samo 5.
You know, they put back phosphorus and calcium and magnesium.
Fosfor, kalcijum, magnezijum.
That's it. 5.
I to je sve, pet.
Now a plant grows quite nicely on five.
I biljka ima dobar rast na osnovu ovih pet elemenata.
But you don't.
Ali vi nemate.
So again, life is not easy today.
Danas više život nije lak.
They will tell you that you must get zinc from animals.
Oni vam kažu da je neophodno da dobijete cink od životinja.
Because look, there's lots of zinc in beef, for example.
Na primjer, u govedini ima dosta cinka.
And milk also has some zinc.
U mlijeku ima nešto cinka.
But look at the beans and the grains, they also have zinc.
Ali pogledajte pasulj, na primjer, i druge namirnice na ovoj strani povrća, i one sadrže cinka.
Soja has 3.5 milligrams.
Soja ima 3.5 miligrama.
Lentils are not too bad.
Sočivo nije isto tako loše.
Popcorn is quite good.
Kokice su odlične na ovom području.
But look at the wheat bran and the wheat germ.
Pogledajte sada kvasac germ, tako.
Kajm.
Klice.
Klice, da. Klice, whatever.
Isklicane.
That's it.
Pustite da isklijaju i onda ih jedete.
Now notice that they are 9.8 and 14.3.
Pogledajte da su ovdje kod ovog crnog brašna i kod klica vrijednosti cinka 9.8 i 14.3.
That's your best source of zinc.
To je vaš najbolji izvor cinka.
No wonder they take it away from you and give you refined flour with no zinc.
Nije čudo da uzimaju od vas ovo i onda vam daju nazad rafinisano brašno u kome nema cinka.
They don't want you healthy, they want you sick.
Ne žele da budete zdravi, nego da budete bolesni.
So if you make sure that you get whole foods and yellow foods and all kinds of colors,
tako da ako ste obezbedili da imate žutu hranu, zelenu hranu, sve boje,
and you're sensible about your B12 and occasionally you supplement when you see that it's necessary, then do that.
Osjetljivi ste na nedostatak B12 i s vremena na vreme uzmete dodatak, onda je okay.
And if you're pregnant, you need more than normal.
Ako ste u drugom stanju, onda je potrebno malo više nego normalno.
So be sensible and careful about what you do.
Tako da budete promišljeni i da znate šta radite u stvari.
Then we need some general guidelines.
A onda su nam potrebni neki uopšteni vodiči.
Do you know how many guidelines there are out there on how to live healthy?
Znate li koliko ima tih vodiča, pravila kako se živi zdravim načinom života?
So many that you will want to give up.
Toliko mnogo da u stvari dignete ruke od svega.
You're not allowed to eat what grows above the ground with what eats below the ground.
Nije
what grows below the ground.
Jesti ono što raste nad zemljom, nije ono što raste ispod zemlje.
You're not allowed to eat carbohydrates and proteins in the same meal.
Nije dozvoljeno jesti ugljene hidrate i bjelančevine u istom obroku.
You're not allowed to eat your fruit with your food.
Nije dozvoljeno sa ostalom hranom jesti voće.
You must only eat this way or that way or the other way or hundreds of rules.
Treba da jedete ovako, onako ili na određeni način, stotine pravila.
So you say,
nisam naučio da prevodim ovo.
Have you experienced that?
Popravit ću se.
I want to say that most of those rules are totally ridiculous.
Mogu da vam kažem da je gomila ovih pravila potpuno smešna.
For example, proteins and carbohydrates at the same meal.
Na primjer, belančevine i ugljeni hidrati u istom obroku.
Well, God made a big mistake when he made grain or legume or anything that you can eat.
Bog je onda napravio veliku grešku kada je stvorio žito, sve vrste žita ili mahunarke.
Because they all have carbohydrate and protein.
Zato što u svima njima ima ugljenih hidrata i belančevina.
The problem comes when you add animal protein.
Problem nastaje kad dodate protein životinskog porekla ili bjelančinu životinskog porekla.
Because it takes longer to digest.
Zato što za nju je potreban duži proces varenja.
But when you're dealing with plants, eating proteins and carbohydrates is no problem at the same time.
Ali kad iz biljaka uzimate ugljene hidrate i bjelančevine, onda nemate problema.
So let's look at three rules. That's not so hard to remember.
A sada da pogledamo tri pravila, to nije teško da se čovjek podsjeti na
ovo. Eat an abundance of fruits, grains, nuts, seeds, legumes and vegetables.
Jedite u izobilju, to je prvo pravilo, voća, semenja, orašastih plodova, mahunarki i povrća.
And then eat more alkaline forming foods than acid forming foods.
Jedite onu hranu koja izaziva bazičnu reakciju, dakle alkalnu reakciju, ne, više nego onu koja izaziva kiselu reakciju.
And avoid acid formation by choosing correct food combination.
I izbegnite stvaranje kisele reakcije izabiranjem određene ispravne kombinacije hrane.
Let's just three little rules.
Samo tri mala pravila.
So, you want lots of carbohydrates?
Dakle, hoćete mnogo ugljenih hidrata,
less proteins, less fats.
A manje od toga belančevina ili masnoća.
And you want lots of alkaline forming foods compared to acid forming foods.
Želite mnogo više one hrane koja izaziva bazičnu reakciju nego hrane koja izaziva kiselu reakciju.
Now let's look at the high acid forming foods.
Hajde sada da pogledamo hranu koja izaziva kiselu reakciju.
That's all your animal products.
To su sve proizvodi životinjskog porekla.
So if you cut that out,
ako to precrtate,
then you'd only have medium acids like some of the legumes and the nuts and the things in your diet.
Imaćete umereno kisele namirnice koje imaju sada biljke u svom sastavu.
And everything else would just about be alkaline.
A sve ostalo će biti alkalno ili bazično.
And so you only have two rules to worry about now.
Tako da sada imate samo dva pravila o kojima treba da se brinete.
Remember, what makes a thing alkaline is the mineral and not the taste.
Setite se da ono što čini hranu alkalnom nije ukus, nego mineral koji se u njoj nalazi.
So a lemon is alkaline forming.
Tako da limun izaziva alkalnu reakciju.
All right, I just want to talk a little bit about feeding young children.
A sada ćemo malo govoriti o ishrani male dece.
Children have smaller stomachs than you have, than adults have.
Deca imaju manji stomak od odraslih.
And children need energy food.
I deci je potrebna hrana bogata energijom.
Now, when we eat only fresh fruits and things like that,
kada jedemo sveže voće i hranu takve vrste,
that's 90% water.
To je 90% voda.
Children need more of the energy-rich foods, the grains, the legumes.
A deci je potrebna hrana bogata energijom, dakle žitarice i mahunarke.
And dried fruit is excellent because that's energy food.
I sušeno voće, na primjer, odlična hrana za njih zato što je bogato energijom.
So all that changes is the proportions on the plate change.
Ono što se menja kod dece jeste proporcija na tanjiru, odnosi.
An adult can have more of the vegetables and the watery things.
Jedan odrastao čovjek može da ima mnogo više povrća i onog što je vodenog sadržaja.
And the child more of the energy rich foods.
A dete više onoga što ima energetsku vrednost.
Now, how do we prepare food?
Kako pripremamo hranu?
You need some useful equipment.
Potrebna vam je neka korisna oprema u kuhinji.
But it's not essential.
Ali nije neophodna.
In Africa, a big black pot.
U Africi veliki crni lonac.
And a fire is fine.
I vatra, i to je dovoljno.
And we've gone to the field and had magnificent meals just like that.
I odemo tako u polje i imamo predivne obroke.
But if you want to invite the Queen of England,
ali ako želite da pozovete na obrok englesku kraljicu,
and you're going to use these foods, then a good blender is a good idea.
I želite da koristite ovu hranu, onda je dobar blender dobra osnova za proizvodnju te
hrane. And I put that number one on the list.
I ja sam to stavio kao prvo na listi.
Now don't go buy a blender that's a weak blender.
Nemojte otići i kupiti neki slabi blender.
You want a blender that goes.
Dakle, mora da bude brz.
Because when you're going to make creams and things out of seeds and nuts,
jer kad hoćete da proizvedete krem od raznih semenki i orašastih plodova,
and weak blender will never do it properly.
Onaj slabi blender to nikad neće moći da postigne.
And so you will set all these chunks in your mouth.
Onda ćete kasnije imati komadiće još uvek u svojim ustima.
A good frying pan, even a non-stick one, is a good idea.
Dakle, pleh kome se hrana ne zalepi kada se peče.
And then when you become a specialist, you can have waterless cookware.
A kad postanete specijalista, onda možete imati sudove koji kuju bez vode.
And a food processor.
I procesor hrane.
And then some people also have wheat mills.
I onda, evo, opcija je da imate i kućnu vodenicu ili vetrenjaču, šta da kažemo, kod nas. Najbolje mlin, dakle.
But I hear that in your country you can get good stone ground flour from the little stone mills all
over
the place.
Ali čuo sam da vi u ovoj zemlji možete da dobijete brašno mleveno na vodenici, to smo pričali, dakle da može da se dobije brašno tako dobro mleveno, sporo meljavom, tako da ne morate i da kupite mlin za kuću.
So you don't need all of the stuff.
Tako da vam nije neophodno sve.
One last point, combinations.
A sada poslednja tačka u ovome, kombinacije.
All these rules fall away when you have become a vegetarian.
Sva ova pravila nestaju kada postanete vegetarijanac.
Except there's one.
Osim ovog jednog.
Mixing fruits and vegetables at the same meal.
Mešanje voća i povrća za isti obrok.
Will cause fermentation.
Izazvaće fermentaciju ili vrenje.
Because the vegetables have heavy cell walls with cellulose.
Zato što povrće ima debelu opnu ćelijsku i mnogo celuloze u sebi.
And take longer to digest.
I treba duže da se vari.
But those plants that have storage energy, like you know, the grains and the
ali
rich foods.
Ona bogata hrana koja je uskladištila energiju kao što su žitarice na primjer,
actually digest faster than vegetables.
Brže vare od povrća.
So, you can eat fruits together with.
Možete jesti voće sa zajedno sa
all grains,
svim žitaricama,
all legumes,
svim mahunarkama,
all nuts,
svim orašastim plodovima,
all seeds,
sa svim semenjem.
The vegetables that are very watery and don't take much digestion.
I sa nekim povrćem koje je vrlo vodenog sadržaja i ne zahteva mnogo varenja.
And the oil-rich fruits like avocados and olives.
I sa uljem bogatim voćem kao što su avokado i masline.
And you can eat all of those together with any vegetable.
A ovo sve možete jesti sa bilo kojim povrćem.
Simple.
Jednostavno.
So that if you want a pudding,
ako želite puding,
and you've had a vegetable meal,
i imate obrok povrća,
you will have to make a pudding with grains and cookies and stuff like that.
Morate
and
napraviti
nut creams and all kinds of stuff.
Morate napraviti dakle taj puding od orašastih plodova ili od nekih žitarica.
So foods like these are neutral because they are water rich.
Ovo voće je bogato vodenim sadržajem i mineralima i zato je neutralno.
So you can eat them with fruits or vegetables.
Tako da možete da ih jedete i sa voćem i sa povrćem.
And within a 24-hour period you want to have mixed the grain with a legume or nuts.
A u toku 24 sata želite da izmešate voće, povrće i mahunarke.
Right, and very important, you want to have a whole food alternative.
A isto tako, vrlo važno, treba da imate alternativu potpune hrane.
For example, kale.
Na primjer, kale
has 13 micrograms of vitamin E.
Ima 13 jedinica vitamina E.
And 50 milligrams of vitamin C.
I 50 miligrama vitamina C.
That's per 100 grams.
To je na 100 grama.
And when you put it in the whole food, unrefined.
A kada stavite u onu nerafinisanu hranu, dakle tu celokupnu hranu o kojoj govorimo.
That's the equivalent of 800 milligrams of vitamin C.
Imate ekvivalent 800 miligrama vitamina C.
And 1,100 units of vitamin E.
I 1,100 jedinica vitamina E.
So whole food boosts the potential of all the minerals and vitamins.
Tako da ta celokupna hrana sa kojom se ovo koristi daje mogućnost da dođe do izražaja ovi vitamini. Dakle, shvatili ste, to se onda promeša zajedno i onda se najbolje iskoriste ovi vitamini, antioksidanti su dakle onda aktivni.
That's why I said don't refine it, use it.
Ja sam zato rekao nemojte rafinisati nego koristite u onom prirodnom obliku.
This is whole food. This is the whole thing.
Ovo je dakle celokupna hrana.
That's whole food.
Dakle ovo je celokupna.
That's whole food. And start using variety.
I počnite da koristite raznolikost.
And have breakfast.
Imajte doručak.
It reduces your risk of heart disease.
Tako smanjujete rizik od srčanih bolesti.
And it makes you more efficient.
I čini vas efikasnijim.
And puts you in a better mood.
Imate bolje raspoloženje.
And you study better.
I učit ćete bolje.
And please remember variety. That's why I'm showing you variety here.
Molim vas, setite se raznolikosti. Varirajte raznoliko.
Now let's think what we can do.
A sada da kažemo šta možemo da uradimo.
When you think grains,
kada mislite o žitaricama,
people think rice, wheat.
Ljudi obično misle pirinač, pšenica.
That's it.
I to je to.
But there's a lot of grains out there.
Ali ima još mnogo mnogo žitarica.
If I had to take all the grains and put them in small packets,
kada bih ja uzeo sve žitarice i stavio ih u male paketiće,
I would put them along the wall right around this hole and I would not be finished with the grains by the time I got to that side.
Onda bih poređao te paketiće i ne bi izređali sve žitarice.
So start using barley.
Zato počnite da koristite ječam.
It's rich in vitamin B5.
Kod njega imate mnogo vitamina B5.
That helps fat metabolism.
On pomaže u metabolizmu masti.
So you'll actually get thinner.
Tako da ćete smršati.
In the winter you'll produce more heat.
A u toku zime proizvešćete više toplote, bolje ćete se grejati.
So add it to your stews.
Dodajte ih u vaše sosove.
Mix it with rice.
Mešajte sa pirinčem.
Corn is one of the yellow grains.
Kukuruz je ona žuta žitarica.
You can eat it like that. You can make corn meals, corn cookies, all kinds of things with corn.
Možete dakle različito da ga koristite, kuvanog, pečenog, kao slatkiši, od kukuruznog brašna, u svakom obliku.
This one over here is sorghum.
Ovde je sorghum.
Yes, and rye.
Raj je raž.
And millet.
I proso.
Now millet is bird seed.
Bird. Da, proso je semenje koje jedu ptice.
And of course birds have beaks.
I naravno ptice imaju kljun.
And they dehusk the millet.
I one cepaju proso.
But you don't have beaks.
A vi nemate kljun.
So if you had to buy bird seed like it is, you would have a chewing experience par excellence.
Tako da ako kupite proso, a to će za vas biti iskustvo žvakanja samo po sebi.
Birds stay healthy and alive just on millet.
Ptice ostaju zdrave i čitave samo na prosu.
So you must buy dehusked millet.
Tako da treba da kupite proso koje nije oslobođeno ljuske.
Yeah. Now remember millet is an alkaline grain.
Setite se da je proso alkalna hrana.
It's one of the best sources of iron, ladies, remember.
Jedan od najboljih izvora gvožđa, setite se to dame.
Better than meat.
Bolje nego meso.
It protects against arthritis.
Isprečava artritis.
It's rich in lecithin.
Bogat lecitinom.
And you can do magic with millet.
Možete raditi čuda sa prosom.
Cook it like rice.
Da ga skuvate kao pirinač.
One cup to 2.5 cups.
jedna do dve šolje.
You can use it like a breakfast porridge.
Možete da ga koristite kao pahuljice koje se kuje za doručak.
Add some soy milk and something sweet and some raisins and what have you.
Prelite ga sojnim mlekom, grožđicama, čime god i možete ga pojesti za doručak.
Put the cooked millet in your blender.
Stavite kuvani proso u svoj blender.
And make it smooth.
I sameljite tu masu.
Add something sweet, you can blend dates in there.
Možete da umešate blenderom urme u to.
And you can make a smooth pudding with millet.
I možete od prosta da napravite jedan slatki puding.
You can make spreads with millet.
Možete da prelive napravite od
So you take prosta. A cup of cooked millet.
Uzmete jednu šolju kuvanog prosta.
A little bit of salt.
Malo soli.
Water.
Vode.
Something to make it yellow, turmeric or saffron or something like that.
Mislim da je to neka indijska biljka, turmeric, to je kumin, tako nešto. Šafran, žuto, jeste, šafran.
Blend it together.
I to sve izmešate zajedno.
And it looks like that.
I on izgleda evo ovako kao puding.
It's neutral, it's like a butter, you can use it on your bread.
Neutralan je kao pasta, je možete ga mazati na hleb.
You can put something sweet, something savory on it.
Možete staviti nešto slatko ili slano na njega.
And you could make a pudding with millet.
Možete napraviti puding od prosta.
Where you blend in some carob powder. Carob.
Carob.
Johannesbrot. Those long
beans. Da, od rogača. Dakle, prah od rogača možete preko toga.
And then you make a yellow layer and a chocolate layer and a yellow layer and a chocolate layer.
Tako da onda to bude jedan žuti sloj pa sloj od rogača je brown boje, opet žuti sloj i tako šareno.
And it tastes like a rich instant pudding.
I deluje kao bogati puding.
Start doing magic with oats.
Počnite da od zobi, od ovsa, dakle pravite čuda.
Oats is the easiest one to digest.
Ovas je najlakši za varenje.
So young children and older people.
Tako da mala deca i stariji ljudi.
Also it gives you energy slowly during the day, so it's the best one for breakfast.
Mogu da imaju snage tokom dana, tako da je ova namirnica najbolja za doručak.
I'll tell you in a moment. Rye.
Sada raž.
Very rich in the B groups.
Vrlo bogata vitaminima B grupe.
High in vitamin E.
Visok sadržaj vitamina E.
So the Germans use a lot of rye bread.
Tako da ovog raženog brašna i raži Nemci mnogo koriste.
With muesli you can make fantastic you can use oats for wonderful things.
Dakle, možete napraviti muesli, znate šta je to? Od zobi, od svih ovih žitarica.
Imagine a breakfast with rolled oats, nuts, seeds, even pumpkin seeds, dried fruit, shredded coconut,
bundevino,
sunflower,
seme,
and sesame seeds.
Grožđice, orasi, osušeno voće, susam na kraju.
And you put soy milk on that and something sweet and wow.
Stavite sojno mleko na sve to i nešto slatko.
The granolas you buy.
Granole koje kupujete.
Full of oil.
Pune su ulja.
And it of course oxidizes.
I onda ono oksidira.
Now if you make your own granola.
Možete napraviti svoju sopstvenu granolu.
It's a lot cheaper.
Jeftinije.
And you use two ripe bananas.
Uzmete dve zrele banane.
One and a half cup chopped dates.
Jednu i po šolju ovih istepanih urmi.
Salt.
Soli.
Good salt.
Dobre soli.
Hot water.
Tople vode.
If you want to, a little bit of natural vanilla.
Ako želite malo prirodne vanile.
And you go in your blender.
Sameljete to u blenderu.
And you add it to rolled out sunflower seeds, coconut and chopped nuts.
Uzmete oats je ovas ili zob, je li tako? Pa imate suncokretovo seme, kokos i iseckanih oraha na kraju.
And then you at only 130 degrees. That's low.
I samo pečete to na 130 stepeni.
Bake it in the oven for an hour.
Jedan sat pečete u rerni.
You have a fantastic granola.
I imate fantastičnu granolu.
That'll give you so much energy it'll irritate everyone around.
Tako će vam mnogo snage dati i energije da ćete biti na smetnji svima oko sebe.
And rice, don't refine it. 80% B1, 40% B2, 60% B3 goes missing.
Pirinač, nemojte prihvatiti rafinisan zato što se tako razaraju elementi vitamina B grupe.
If it is too chewy for you,
if it's too chewy for you,
some people don't like unrefined rice.
Neki ljudi ne vole ukus tog nerafinisanog pirinča, dakle on im je onako otužen ustima.
Then soak it before you cook it.
Onda ga potopite pre nego što ga kuvate.
And let's talk a little bit about bread. Bread is one of the best energy foods in the world.
O hlebu sada pričamo.
And now they tell you to get all kinds of wheat allergies.
Kaže se da postoji mnogo različitih vrsta alergija na belo pšenično brašno.
Most wheat allergies are secondary dairy allergies.
Mnoge od tih alergija su u stvari sekundarne alergije na mlečne proizvode.
And when you make a good bread,
a kada napravite dobar hleb,
you can use many grains.
Možete koristiti mnogo vrsta žitarica.
But the lightest bread will be made by using only one grain.
Ali najlakši hleb ćete napraviti od jedne.
Yeah. One grain. Wheat.
Od jedne žitarice kao što je pšenica.
You know, most people want to buy a health bread.
Mnogi ljudi hoće da kupe onaj domaći hleb, tako ga mi zovemo.
And they put so much stuff in the bread.
A stave toliko stvari u taj domaći hleb.
That you need a wheelbarrow to take it home.
Da vam treba onda onaj dvokolica ili kolica da ih odvezete kući.
And some of these breads are so hard you need a chainsaw to cut a slice.
A tako su neki od tih hlebova tvrdi da vam je potrebna testera da ih presečete.
Yeah. And the breads you buy are refined or they have chemicals added.
A hlebove koje kupujete obično su rafinisani, imaju hemikalije koje su u njih dodate.
So here's a simple bread.
Jedite jednostavan hleb.
1 kilogram stone ground flour.
1 kilogram mlevenog na kamenu celokupnog integralnog brašna.
1 packet instant yeast.
Jedno pakovanje aktivnog kvasca.
Salt.
Soli.
900 ml warm water.
900 ml tople vode.
And something sweet for the yeast.
I nešto slatko za kvasac, ovdje jabuka.
If you're in a hurry, you can use sugar.
Ako ste u žurbi, možete koristiti šećer.
Because the yeast is going to use all the sugar up.
Jer će kvasac iskoristiti sav šećer koji postoji.
You can use honey, you can use molasses.
Možete koristiti med, melase i tako dalje.
But you could also blend a few raisins or currants.
Ali možete također umešati nekoliko grožđica ili nečeg drugog slatkog.
And then you add it.
I onda to dodate.
And now the trick.
A sada trik.
You have to knead it.
Treba da ga mesite.
And you have to develop the gluten.
Treba da razvijete gluten iz brašna.
When you put in a spoon,
kada stavljate kašiku,
the whole bowl must come up.
Treba da se podigne ceo sud.
And it must still be attached to your spoon.
I onda, da kad se spusti, još uvek bude pričvršćen za kašiku.
And that takes energy.
Tu treba energije.
And if you don't have the energy, get the postman, but need it.
Neka poštar onda izmesi hleb, ali potrebno je sa snagom da se izmesi.
Now when it rises,
kada se podigne hleb,
then the gas gets trapped in this chewing gum consistency.
Onda se gas u stvari zarobi u toj konzistenciji izmešenog brašna.
If you've just mixed it,
ako samo mešate,
it'll also rise.
Podići će se.
But when you put it in the oven,
ali kad stavite u rernu,
all the gas will escape.
Sav će gas izaći.
And the brick goes,
i hleb će se spustiti.
And you have a brick but not a bread.
Imate ciglu, a nemate hleb.
And you can kill your husband with it but it's not much good.
Možete muža ubiti s tim, ali neće biti dobro.
You want your bread to look like that over there.
Hoćete da vaš hleb izgleda ovako.
It must be light and sweet tasting.
Treba da bude lak i da ima slatkast ukus.
Once you get used to this bread, you will never want to eat other bread.
kad se naviknete na ovaj hleb, prosto nećete nikad poželeti ni jedan drugi.
Because other bread tastes like cardboard.
Jer će drugi hlebovi u vašim ustima biti kao karton.
When you add other things like other grains, then your bread gets firmer.
Kada dodajete neke druge sastojke, vaš će hleb biti čvršći.
And now let's just summarize.
Hajde sad da zaključimo.
You've made breakfast.
Napravili ste doručak.
From grains.
Od žitarica, odlično.
Yes, you've made puddings from grains.
Napravili ste puding od žitarica.
You've made spreads from grains.
Premaze od žitarica.
And you've had meals with grains.
I imate obroke od žitarica.
Let's talk a little bit about legumes.
Hajde sada da nešto kažemo o mahunarkama.
There are huge numbers of legumes in your shops too. I saw them.
U vašim prodavnicama postoji mnogo vrsta mahunarki.
But people say legumes make you windy.
Ali ljudi kažu ove mahunarke proizvode gasove.
Now, legumes contain all kinds of compounds.
Mahunarke sadrže različite vrste sastojaka.
Glycosides and saponins.
Glikozide, saponine.
And these are enzyme suppressants.
A oni deluju onemogućavajući enzime.
You see, a seed is a dormant sleeping individual.
Seme jeste neko ko spava.
And so these enzyme suppressants keep all the enzymes asleep.
Tako da svi ovi sastojci čine da enzimi u tom semenu su uspavani, nisu aktivni.
That's why you can store the legume for a year and it can still grow.
Tako da možete mahunarku uskladištiti negde čitavu godinu i kad je izvadite, ona će rasti.
Now when you soak the legume,
a kad natopite mahunarku,
remember the water goes brownish.
Sećate se da voda obično postane ili žuta ili smeđa.
That's all these compounds coming out.
To je zbog toga što svi ovi sastojci počinju da se oslobađaju, da izlaze.
Now in nature, the food will only be used once all those substances are out.
A hrana će se iskoristiti tek kad ove sve sastojke oslobodimo, kad oni izađu.
Now we soak it in enough water for it to absorb all the water.
Mi natapamo mahunarke u toliko vode koliko će one upiti.
Now where are those substances then?
A gde su onda ti sastojci ove materije?
Back in the bean.
Vratili su se nazad u.
Now I eat the bean when it's cooked.
I ja jedem recimo pasulj kada je kuvan.
And those suppressants suppress all my enzymes too.
I ovi supresanti, oni potiskuju i moje enzime takođe.
So I don't digest it properly and it goes through to the colon.
I ako nisu dobro svareni, idu u 12-palačno crevo.
And the bacteria start getting the rest of it.
A bakterije onda počinju da se bave ostatkom.
And then you wonder why you explode.
I onda se pitate zašto eksplodirate.
So what to do?
Šta treba raditi?
Soak in lots of water.
Natopiti u dosta vode.
And then the water is yellow.
Tako da je voda žuta.
What do you do with the water?
A šta radite s vodom?
Throw it away.
Bacite je.
But you know what we do with it?
Ali znate šta mi radimo s njom?
We say this looks good.
Ovo dobro izgleda.
And we pour it in another pot and we make a soup from it.
I onda stavimo drugi sud i od toga napravimo supu.
That's better than a nuclear weapon.
To je bolje od nuklearnog oružja.
You don't need the army, you just need a cook like that.
Ne treba vam, dakle, vojska, potrebno je da imate kuvara takve vrste.
So you wonder why some soups put you into orbit.
Onda se pitate zašto vas neke supe lansiraju u orbitu.
What do you do with the water?
Šta radite s vodom?
You throw it away, you put more water on.
Bacite je i stavite novu vodu preko toga.
You throw it away, you can do it 3, 4, 5 times.
Možete to raditi 3, 4 puta. Dakle, prelivati odliti vodu, a staviti novu, opet odliti.
The more sensitive, the longer. You can do it, soak and change the water for 2 days if you have to.
Možete natapati 2 dana ako ste osjetljivi i nekoliko puta menjati vodu. Što ste osjetljivi, više promjena vode.
Now you say, but I'll starve if I have to wait for 2 days for the stuff to soak.
Reći ćete, izgladnit ću do smrti ako čekam 2 dana da se to natopi, pa da se posle kuva.
So you put it into freezer bags.
Tako da stavite u zamrzivač, u kese.
And you freeze it.
I onda zamrznete.
Then when you're hungry, you open the freezer, you take out the bag, you have it immediately.
I kada ste gladni, imate iz zamrzivača pravo kesu i odmah kuvate i pripremate.
And if you blend it,
ako blendirate,
then it makes more surface and it's much less likely to blow you up.
Ako dakle je u blenderu obrađeno, onda će manje imati mogućnosti da vas naduva jer će biti izjednačeno.
So if you do it this way, you don't have to get divorced anymore.
Tako ako na ovaj način pripremate, nećete morati da se razvodite više zbog ovih problema.
So if you take blend, if you take raw legumes,
ako uzmete dakle sirovu mahunarku,
put them in the blender,
stavite u blender,
add a little bit of warm water,
stavite malo tople vode,
then you go
izblendirate,
yes, you go blend, yeah, then you add a little bit of salt and a little bit of herbs,
stavite soli i biljki začinskih,
and you take this liquid and you add some chopped onions or whatever you want.
Stavite dakle tečnosti, onda iseckanog crnog luka,
and then oats.
I onda ovas dolazi zbog.
And you mix it.
I promiješate.
Let it stand a little bit.
Stoji malo.
And patties.
I to je pašteta.
Yeah. And then you make a hamburger.
I onda pravite hamburger.
And you put the patty on top.
Stavite paštetu na vrh.
Slice of tomato, some lettuce, some cucumber.
Preko toga ide dobro paradajz, krastavci.
And then with sunflower seeds or with nuts you make a cream.
A onda od nekih orašastih plodova ili suncokretovog semena napravite krem.
And you add a little bit of lemon juice.
Stavite malo limunog soka.
And a little bit of tomato paste if you want to.
Malo paste od paradajza.
And you have a Thousand Island dressing, you put that on top.
Stavite malo začina na vrh.
And you go hum.
I onda zagrizete.
It tastes great.
Vrlo ukusno je.
So start doing magic with legumes.
Tako da počnete da pravite čuda sa mahunarkama.
And soja is fantastic. It is rich in everything you need.
A soja je prosto fantastična, ima sve što vam je potrebno.
You can use this whole bean like this and make wonderful patties.
Možete koristiti celo zrno i praviti paštete.
And soups and stews and all kinds of things.
Supe, sosove, različite stvari.
But even tofu is very versatile.
A tofu je onako vrlo, da, tofu od soje, prerađena namirnica, vrlo doterana.
You think it's expensive?
Mislite li da je skup tofu?
Then make your own.
Onda napravite svoj sopstveni tofu.
Bit of trouble, but it's very cheap to make.
Dajte sebi vremena, jer je vrlo jeftino imati tofu kad se napravi u sopstvenoj
reči. And once it starts getting popular, it will become cheap.
I kada ovde postane popularan tofu, onda će postati i jeftin.
You can make mayonnaise with tofu.
Možete od tofu napraviti majonez.
So it's a little bit of 2 cups soft tofu and you add some water, onion, garlic, lemon juice, got mayonnaise.
Tofu, voda, crni luk, malo praha od belog luka, limunov sok, malo dodate nešto za ukus, izblendirate, imate odmah gotovo.
You can make an omelet which looks better and tastes better than an egg omelet.
Možete napraviti od tofua omlet koji izgleda bolje, ima bolji ukus nego što je omlet od jaja.
So use a little bit of tofu.
Uzmete malo tofua.
Some rice flour.
Pirinčanog brašna.
Some cashews or sunflower seeds, cheaper.
Kešu, orahe ili jeftinije je suncokretovo seme.
Some spices.
Nešto začina.
And a little bit of something to make it yellow.
I nešto malo onoga da bude žut.
You can even use a little piece of carrot in your blender and it'll go yellow.
Možete malo staviti samo šargarepe u svom blenderu da ima tu boju.
Then you make an omelet in a pan.
I onda u tiganju napravite omlet.
If you have a non-stick pan, it'll come out perfect.
Ako imate onaj da kažemo koji ne lepi tiganj, da ne kažemo od kakvog materijala, to sam se trudio, onda će ispasti perfektan.
But if it's a normal pan, the first one will be a bit sticky.
Ali ako je normalni tiganj, onda će biti prvo pečenje yeah. malo onako lepljivo.
And it'll break.
I potamneće.
It's okay, give it to the wife. The good one comes to me then.
Prva, dakle, ta palačinka omleta ispeče, to ide ženi, a onda drugi ide meni, kaže.
And then you put in your best filling, whatever you want in there.
I onda šta god vam se sviđa, stavite kao fill.
And imagine serving it with pommes frites that you've made with a little bit of olive oil and nice salad.
I onda je good tu food. Salata, dakle, od krompira koja je sa maslinovim uljem začinjena.
You can make cheesecake with it.
Možete napraviti kolač od sira.
You can make quiche with it.
Quiche.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can make waffles with soy.
Mogu se praviti vafli od soje.
Just a little bit of soaked beans, rolled oats, water and salt.
Dakle, natopljeno sojino zrno, vode, soli, zajedno sa nešto.
And then blend it.
I onda se to u blenderu izblendira.
It takes a little bit longer than with eggs.
Potrebno je nešto više vremena nego s jajima.
So you make them when you watch TV one night.
Jedne večeri kad gledate televiziju to napravite.
And you make a whole lot.
I onda nagomilate.
Freeze them.
I zamrznete.
And when you want waffles, you just put them in the toaster. And then you have waffles.
Kad hoćete vafle, poređate ih u toster, ispečete, imate ih sveže.
There's your quiche.
Evo ga quiche.
Well, you can get it in the recipe book. You don't need the whole thing.
Dakle, nije vam potrebno sve. Morate imati i svoju knjigu recepata.
And learn from the Mexicans and from the Indians what to do with legumes.
A šta da uradite sa mahunarkama? Naučite to od Meksikanaca, Indijaca, od tih azijskih naroda.
And with lentils, the dals and all those fantastic things that the Eastern cuisine does.
Dakle, možete koristiti sočivo u obilju kao što istočnjačka koristi.
And start using sprouts.
I počnite da koristite klite.
Mung bean sprouts are excellent in iron too for the ladies.
Za dame ja nisam video kod nas, ona raste u Indiji, ali od te mahunarke se klice seku i jedu.
And dakle, chickpeas are wonderful.
Čik grašak je kod nas lebleblija.
Let me tell you about chickpeas.
Da vam kažem nešto o leblebliji.
Raw chickpeas?
Nautu. Sirov naut ili lebleblija.
Raw soaked chickpeas.
Dakle, sirov.
Blend.
Se izblendira.
And then put into a pot, bring to boil.
Stavi se u lonac i pusti se da proključa.
It goes thick.
Dok ne počne da se stvaraju mehurići.
Add lemon juice.
Onda se doda limunovog soka.
A little bit of salt and a little bit of something sweet if you want.
Nečeg slatkog ako želite.
And you have a mayonnaise.
Imate majonez.
Make a potato salad with that.
Pravite krompir salatu sa tim.
Normal mayonnaise has got all these eggs and all this oil and all this vinegar. It's terrible stuff.
Kaže, pravi majonez ima u sebi sva ta jaja, svo ulje i svo sirće. Strašno.
And with carob you can make chocolate sauces.
Sa rogačom možete napraviti sve moguće zamene za čokoladu.
So you can use dates and water and carob powder.
Možete koristiti urme, vodu, prah od rogača.
And you can also as an option add some grain coffee.
Možete kafu od žitarica. Dakle,
blend this.
Sve to izblendirati.
And you have a chocolate sauce.
I imate čokoladni sos.
And with lentils you can do all kinds of things, even make spreads like leberwurst, liver sausage.
A sa sočivom možete praviti sve vrste recepata, čak i one kobasice koje da li ih mi zovemo da jetrenjače, one koje se pun džigernjače, dakle hurke i tako dalje. Ja ne znam sve te vrste, ali takve kobasice od sočiva.
So you use the cooked lentils and you mix with a little bit of oat porridge.
Dakle, sa nešto zobi, kašaste, prokuvane zobi.
And the margarine gives the flavor.
A majoran daje u stvari ukus tu.
And you can add some finely chopped onions and then you have wonderful spreads. You can do it with any legume.
Možete dodati crnog luka, dakle, iseckanog i onda napraviti zaista pravo jelo.
So with legumes you make chocolate sauces.
Dakle, od mahunarki možete napraviti čokoladni sos.
You make patties and all kinds of interesting things.
Paštete i vrlo zanimljivih jela.
You make spreads and you make sprouts.
Raznih premaza, namaza.
And with the nuts and the seeds you add the to the food.
A sa semenjem i orašastim plodovima dajete onaj pravi ukus hrani.
You make nut milks and nut sauces and nut creams and nut mayonnaises.
Dakle, sve od tih orašastih plodova, dakle lešnik, badem, orah i tako dalje, mleko, sosovi, kreme, majoneze od toga.
Or you could use it as seeds. You can use sunflower seeds and you can make mayonnaises and spreads and sauces with seeds.
Od semenja, na primjer, suncokretovog semenja možete da pravite majoneze, kremove i tako dalje.
Now you want to tell me not so expensive.
I ja ću vam reći da to nije ni tako skupo.
How much is a chicken?
Koliko košta pile?
How much?
100 dinars.
100 dinars per chicken.
Jedno pile 100 dinara.
Per kilo. Ah, oh, per kilo. Okay, 100 dinars per kilo. That's cheap, right?
Ne znam cene na pijaci, izvinite.
How much of the chicken is bone? How much of the chicken is bone?
Koliko je tu kostiju?
Half.
Skoro pola.
How much your chicken cost?
Koliko onda pile košta?
200 dinars per kilo.
200 dinara kilogram.
How much of the chicken is water?
A koliko u tom piletu ima vode?
70%.
70%.
600 dinars per kilogram.
600 dinara kilogram.
Don't tell me not so expensive.
Nemojte reći da su orašasti plodovi skupi.
Your chicken is very expensive.
Zato što je pile vrlo skupo.
So, with nuts you use very little.
Sa orašastim plodovima koristite mali deo.
But you try and satisfy a man with a little bit of chicken.
Probajte da date čovjeku, odraslom čovjeku samo malo pileta.
So, here you have your nuts.
Dakle, ovde su vaši orašasti plodovi.
What do you do with them?
Šta da radite s njima?
Or seeds, you can substitute sunflower seeds for example.
Ili sa semenjem možete staviti suncokretovo seme kao zamenu.
Not quite so nice, but good enough.
Nije baš tako ukusno, ali je dobro.
So you make a mayonnaise, so easy.
Tako možete lako napraviti majonez.
Cashew nuts or sunflower seeds in the blender.
Dakle, kešu ili suncokretovo seme u blender.
Cover with water.
Malo šolja vode.
Go bish, till it's fine.
I?
Till it's absolutely fine.
Dok je potpuno onako urađeno.
Add your salts and your things, whatever you want.
Posolite ili dodate šta hoćete.
And then blend a little bit slower if you can.
I onda ako možete, sporije blendirajte.
And add your lemon juice.
I dodajte za to vreme vaš sok od limuna.
Or squeeze it first and pour it in slowly.
Ili prvo istedite limun pa polako dodajte.
And then watch it.
I onda gledajte.
All of a sudden it goes thick.
Odmah će postati.
And there you have
gust.
A mayonnaise.
I onda imate gust majonez.
And you can use that same spread.
I onda to možete kao namaz koristiti.
Without the lemon maybe.
Možda bez limuna.
You can pour it over a pizza.
Na picu staviti.
And then you bake your pizza in the oven.
I onda zapeći picu u rerni.
No cheese, instant digestion tastes fantastic.
Nema, dakle, sira, a smesta se vari odlično.
You can use those nut sauces with something sweet to put over whatever you're having for pudding.
Ove orašaste plodove možete koristiti sa onim što ćete kasnije koristiti kao puding.
And you make your lasagnas with those creams.
Možete i lazanju koristiti sa ovim kremovima.
So you have your pasta, your tomato, your onion.
Imate pastu, paradajz i luk crni.
And you can pour the cream over it.
Preko toga naspete krem.
Pasta, onion, cream over it.
Razmažete opet pasta, krem, luk.
And then you bake it in the oven.
Onda zapečete u rerni.
Open the door.
Otvorite vrata.
And watch the neighbors come running to ask what smells so nice.
I onda gledate kako komšije dolaze i pitaju vas šta to tako lepo miriše.
And you know, in your country you can get soya milk powder.
U vašoj zemlji vi možete dobiti prah, mleko od soje u prahu.
Fantastic stuff.
To je fantastično.
Powder in the blender.
Možete taj prah staviti u blender.
Little bit of water.
Malo vode. To je to.
Yeah? And it's nice, thick and creamy.
Postane kremasto.
And then you add also lemon juice to that.
I tome dodate limunov sok.
And it also goes thick.
I on se zgusne.
And you could make it a little bit more liquid.
Možete činiti tečnijim.
Then you can use that for your lasagnas and your pastas.
I na to, to onda koristiti na lasanjama i pastama.
If you take cashew nuts that are blended,
ako blendirane kešu orahe uzmete,
and you bring them to boil, you cook them,
i prokuvate ih,
it tastes like stroganoff sauce.
Izgleda po ukusu kao sos stroganov.
So you get fantastic flavors with nuts and seeds.
Tako da od ovih semenki i orašastih plodova možete dobiti najrazličitije ukuse.
And ladies, start adding pumpkin seeds to your muesli and your granolas and on your foods and your breads.
Dame, dodajte bundevino seme u svoje majoneze, premaz i susamovo seme.
Have you heard of tahini?
Da li ste čuli za tahini?
Blended sesame seeds like a cream?
To je samleveno susamovo seme. Imamo mi i ovaj slatki oblik toga, yeah. Tako u alvi.
So the nuts add to the food.
Tako da orašasti plodovi dodaju ukus hrani.
The flavor.
Daju ukus.
And makes it rich and creamy.
I čine da je ona bogata i kremasta.
And then don't forget your fruits and your vegetables.
A nemojte zaboraviti svoje voće i povrće.
And remember there's a huge variety.
I setite se da postoji ogromna raznolikost.
To most people, bananas and apples, that's fruit.
Za mnoge ljude banane i jabuke to je sve od voća.
That's true.
Istina je.
But there are melons and olives and papayas and all kinds of fruits.
Dakle, postoji mnoštvo vrsta voća.
Start becoming fruit conscious.
Postanite svesni ovog raznolikog voća.
Preserved fruit is better than no fruit in the winter.
Sačuvano za zimu, dakle kroz kompote, džemove i tako dalje, je mnogo bolje nego bez voća.
Think how the old people worked.
Mislite o tome šta su vaši stari radili.
In the summer they made all the preserves.
U toku leta oni su pripremali zimnicu da je posle pojedu tokom zime.
And in the winter they had them.
Onda su to imali tokom zime.
Today we have no time for these things.
Danas više nemamo vremena za to.
But we have time to sit for hours in the doctor's room.
Ali imamo vremena da sedimo u čekaonicama lekara satima.
And remember what I told you about vegetables.
I setite se kad sam vam pričao o povrću.
You need them in the diet.
Neophodno nam je u ishrani.
And you need variety in the diet.
I potrebna vam je raznolikost u ishrani.
And the 10 top antioxidant fruits are.
10 najboljih namirnica antioksidanata među voćem.
There they are. On the screen.
Evo ih.
Number one is the strawberry.
Najbolja na tom području je jagoda.
And the plum and the orange and the grapes and the grapefruit and the bananas and the apple.
Šljiva, naranđa, crveno grožđe, kiwi, grapefruit, belo grožđe, banana, jabuka, paradajz.
And the tomato contains a component good for prostate cancer. Gentlemen, remember.
Muškarci, setite se da paradajz ima komponente dobre za rak prostate.
And look at the vegetable top 10.
A pogledajte najboljih 10 među antioksidansima kod povrća.
There they are.
Evo ih. Beli luk, kelj, španač.
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts su bristavski kupus, kažu mi neki, ali zatim sedam je cvekla,
paprika,
crni luk i kukuruz. Kukuruz. Red bell pepper, nisam siguran.
And remember, everyone has different phytochemicals.
Setite se da svaka od ovih namirnica ima različitu fitohemikaliju.
So don't think top 10, think top 1000.
Tako da nemojte misliti samo ovih prvih 10, nego mislite o prvih 1000.
And so you can see that it doesn't just consist of lettuce leaves and carrots.
I videli ste već da se ne sadrži sve u šargarepi i salati.
But you have all kinds of things. You have burgers and you have lasagnas and you have eastern cuisine and western cuisine and Mediterranean cuisine.
Dakle, na svetu postoji mnogo različitih kuhinja, zapadna, istočna, mediteranska, sa svim različitim ukusima koji tu pripadaju i namirnicama.
And it must be fun.
I treba da bude zadovoljstvo.
And it must taste good.
I treba da bude dobrog ukusa.
I don't believe it has to taste bad because it's healthy.
Ne verujem da treba da ima loš ukus zato što je zdravo.
And I have written a book on it. It's hard to get.
Napisao sam knjigu o tome, teško je nabaviti.
But there are other books that are good on the market.
I postoje i druge knjige na tržištu o ovome, koje su dobre.
And you can use any recipe book in the world.
A možete koristiti bilo koju knjigu recepata na svetu.
And substitute the bad with the good.
I zameniti ono što je loše onim što je dobro.
And experiment.
I eksperimentisati.
And whatever doesn't taste so good, give to him.
I ono što vam nije dobro za jelo, dajte meni, kaže on.
Until it tastes right.
Ako je po ukusu dobro.
And don't give up.
Nemojte odustajati.
Because the rewards are fantastic.
Zato što su nagrade fantastične.
God bless you and thank you for coming.
Neka vas Bog blagoslovi, hvala vam što ste došli. Još neka obaveštenja samo i onda ćemo otići.